This Fred and Jeff Show podcast is brought to you by Five Star Pest Control, Anthony's Cigar Emporium, and Arizona Party Rental.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff.
That's right, Fred.
And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com.
You say that so funny.
So I make you laugh?
You make me laugh.
Am I a clown?
For 49 years, you've made me laugh.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad I do something.
You do something well.
Yeah. So, anyways, you interrupted me, Mr. Humor Boy.
Yeah.
So we invite you to visit us at friendjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook.
Twitter. Ah, Twitter, sorry.
And you can even subscribe to this program on iTunes or Beyond Pod. Or what's the other thing you do?
No, Fred, 70% of all mobile devices have an Android operating system.
You say that.
Say Android with love. It's true. It is absolutely true.
All right, whatever.
What kind of phone do you have?
An Android.
And so the first fun thing to talk about today is what? By the way, where are we today?
Well, we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Okay, because we don't want anyone to know where we are.
Yeah, we're in a secluded bunker somewhere in the...
In the vicinity of South Craycroft.
Yeah, right. Okay, so stuff coming up. You know, our friends over at the Pima Air and Space Museum.
And they are our friends.
They are our friends. Have so much stuff going on throughout August, which we're towards the end of. Just one more month, Jeff, and then it's September. Is that crazy?
Just one more month, and then it's September.
No, week. One more week.
No, yeah, that's crazy. School's already started. The kids already have homework. Soccer practice is going.
It's awful.
It's crazy.
So the Pima Air and Space Museum, they do have a few last educational events for the kiddos through August. So go to fredandjeff.com and click on the Pima Air and Space Museum line, and you'll find out all about those things. Now, the 25th, which is what? Friday?
In a couple days.
In a couple days.
I know. What is today?
No, it's actually today.
Yeah, what are you doing?
It is today. Woo! I'm glad I have a calendar in front of me.
Yeah.
So tonight, the Heart of Tucson, which is a horse rescue started by a wonderful lady named Judy Glore, who passed away recently,
yes,
is having a fundraiser. And all the money in this fundraiser goes to support these rescued horses. They find them. I mean, you know, you hear stories about people abandoning dogs out in the desert.
Terrible.
People actually abandon
horses. However...
What?
I had a dog once. Remember Homer? Boy, if I didn't love that dog so much, I would have abandoned that dog in the desert.
I do remember.
He ate carpet. I mean, I couldn't do anything with that poor dog.
Well, people are abandoning these horses in the desert, or there's issues. I mean, they're, you know, hoarders collect horses, all sorts of things. I'm glad you find this humorous.
Joke. It's terrible.
It is terrible. So, anyways, there's a fundraiser to support the Heart of Tucson. One of my favorite things, Jeff, Tucson Roller Derby.
Yes!
The Furious Truck Stop Waitresses and the Copper Queens are taking on a couple teams from Phoenix.
You're very insensitive, Fred.
And Safford.
Yes. Oh, Safford's got a team?
They do have a team.
They're probably a little team, aren't they?
I don't know how big or small they are.
I know. Some of those rural kids get pretty big.
Yeah, it's all a farm community out there.
Is it?
I don't know. What is up with you today? So anyways, on September 7th, Saturday, at the Rec House, Tucson Roller Derby is going to be kicking some Phoenix Phoenician butts.
I like that.
So we can encourage folks to go out there. Also on September 7th, during the day, you can go out and see Jacques Vanderlee.
No, Jacques Vandalilly. Jacques here. Whenever you talk to Jacques on the phone, he always answers it. Jacques here.
Okay, so Jacques is having an art, wine, and herbs
festival,
and we don't know exactly what type of herbs are out there.
No, legal herbs, Fred.
Well, there are all sorts of
rosemary, thyme, basil. Come on,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
It's a good song.
Yeah,
but right. Go out and see Jacques at the Wilcox Greenhouse.
There's a casino night coming up for the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation at the historical Arizona Historical Society building.
By the way, speaking of the Tucson Fire Foundation, you know they've got some really great art at the Bobo's restaurant on Grant, just west of Country Club. Sean Stuchin, that takes a lot of their pictures, has posted some of their art up at that Bobo's. It's very cool.
Now, what kind of art is this?
Well, it's art of the firefighters in action.
Oh, so like pictures of the firefighters
fighting
fires.
I'm sorry, did I need to define art for you?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, so it's pictures.
It could have been like, you know, when when they're in station, you know, on
it's
downtime.
It's not the calendar, Fred. It's not the cheesecake calendar.
No. But like, you know, firefighters inside the station, they have a little bit of downtime between calls. And they pull out the watercolors? It's not that.
No, Fred, it's not that.
Okay, all right.
No.
Just want to be clear.
Please. And happy birthday, Tucson.
That was yesterday, Monday.
I'm still celebrating Tucson's birthday.
I'm glad you are.
238 years old. Doesn't look a year over 229.
Founded by who?
Some dude. Not Hugo O'Connor.
Yes.
I thought that was...
No, that's the founding of the Presidio, August 20th.
Oh, you're right, yes.
1770. Actually, that's a trivia question.
That will be because you don't know.
No, I do know.
Okay.
But the trivia question is, what day was the Tucson Presidio founded by Hugo O'Connor, an Irishman who joined the Spanish military to fight the British and ended up in the New World?
That's right.
So, and the last thing we have...
No, I have a couple more things, too.
Oh, Third Thursdays at Tucson Botanical Gardens... This third Thursday, which is September 19th, they're going to have music by Mustang Corners.
Mustang Sally. Oh, Mustang Corners.
Yeah, it's not Different Mustang group. Sally. Nice well, try.
They might sing that song. And a couple last things. Number one, and very cool, is the lemurs are at Reed Park Zoo.
The lemurs?
The lemurs are out there, man.
Isn't that a family that lived down the street from us over on Monta Vista?
Those are the Deemers.
Oh, the Deemers.
Very
oh.
good. I'm proud of you. You're trying to take the jokester role today. That was the Deemers. And if the Deemers are listening, I'll punch Fred later for you. And so the lemurs are out at Reed Park Zoo. If you're a big fan of the movie Rio. No, not Rio. What's the one? I like to move it, move it. You know he sings that song? He's a lemur.
Madagascar?
Thank you. Madagascar. The lemurs at Reed Park Zoo. And lastly,
do they dance?
I haven't seen them yet, but I bet you they do. And lastly, the 11th annual wine event supporting the Ronald McDonald House. That's in September. So we'll talk more about the wine event supporting Ronald McDonald House of Southern Arizona. And folks, if you're looking for something fun to do, go to the website, fredandjeff.com, or check out our Facebook page, like us, because Lauren's going to be posting all kinds of cool stuff that are going on, like... The Loft is going to be showing The Princess Bride.
That's right. Oh, speaking of The Loft, happy
Tuesdays. That's right.
It's the Lonely Hearts Club.
Absolutely. Folks, we could spend the whole show talking about all the cool things that are going on downtown and around Tucson and Southern Arizona, but we got other cool things to do today and people for you to meet.
And have you turn your phone off.
And no, that's my little buzzer saying stop talking about local events.
Oh.
And so, folks, go to the website, fredjeff.com, or like us on Facebook and check out all those fun things. And we will have more for you when we come back here on The Fred Jeff Show.
This portion of The Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contractors, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Now, time for more of The Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And we are back. This is The Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstein with my little brother Jeff.
We're barely back. Hola, Tucson. I had to get this. What is this? I had to get this visitor pass. I had to give them my social security number. I don't think they were going to let me out here.
No, you are not a cool Zig like me.
A cool Zig?
Yeah, remember how Paul used to call everybody, or Uncle Paul used to call everybody Zig?
Ziggy, yeah. Uncle Ziggy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but so...
And nobody even knows who that is. Do you guys know who Ziggy is?
There's a lot of shaking it. No, no?
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so we're sitting out at one of our favorite places to visit, Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, with children. Young people.
Young adults.
Yeah. You know, you look at them and you're like, man, you guys must still be in high school. But they're out there protecting the freedoms of our country and of our citizens.
That's
so
right.
We're over at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. We're with Airman First Class Tyler Angelo, Michael Christopic, and senior airman,
the big cheese,
Garen Reeves. And these guys are...
They're in a special class now.
Yeah.
Special group of guys that... we'll let them tell you their story. And who do we pick on first?
I say Garen, but...
I agree.
Yeah, you guys agree? Well, we were told earlier that he's the quiet one. So it's going to be hard to get you to talk, right?
Yes.
Well, why don't we start with Michael?
Okay.
So we'll let Michael,
where are you from?
Originally, just outside Detroit, Michigan. A little town called Birmingham, Michigan. Grew up there and never really thought that I'd be where I am today, but I'm like happier nowhere else right now.
Good for you. Good for you. How old are you?
22.
So 22 years old. Yes. How long have you been in the military? How long have you been in the Air Force?
Since February 2011.
Oh, okay. So out of high school, come right into the military?
No, went to college? I did a little bit of college first.
Okay.
Central Michigan University.
The Chippewas?
Yes.
All right.
My mother's alumni.
The Chippewas. I had a buddy, Craig Raymond, who was a Chippewa. Yeah. And he transferred here to the U of A.
Yeah.
He's a little bit before your time.
A little bit.
Yeah. Okay. So what were you studying at Central Michigan?
Computer science.
And you thought, I'm going to get my degree, then I'm going to go into the military. And
well, originally I thought I was going to switch to Eastern Michigan and become a pilot. And then went home first semester, and all of a sudden I just felt an urge to do something a little bit more with my life. And I signed up for the Air Force.
Now, was this a girl? She broke your heart? You
decided No. I mean,
most people don't just wake up one day.
Well, I'd always had it in the back of my mind.
Okay.
My uncle, he worked for the CIA at one point, and he originally started in the Air Force. And he got recruited right out of the Air Force. And I was like, all right, well, I got family there that has done it before, and he always had it in such great light. But
now you understand that talking to us right now is going to be a black mark when they start doing interviews if you want to join the CIA later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Man, my uncle right now is probably sitting there going, oh, man.
What's he doing? So you've got family that's in the military.
Yes.
How many generations back? Your uncle?
And my grandfather. He was in World War II. He fought in the Navy and actually have one of his old warship flags.
Wow, which ship was he on?
I don't know the exact name of it, but he fought over in the Pacific, and he had a couple of good skirmishes he told us about, and he was fighting a couple of U-boats, and he had a really nice job. He was the voice of the captain. So whatever the captain of the ship needed said or reported around, he went straight to my grandfather, and then he got to run around and tell everybody else what the captain's orders were.
So he was the guy in charge of rumors.
Yeah, kind of.
So if he didn't like somebody, nobody liked him. Is he even talking? That's kind of a crazy job, because I guess back then there was no texting. Because now y'all are texting, we're all texting everything. But by then you need a guy you can trust.
Or there's computer screens up. And
Or cell phones. So that's what your grandpa did. He was a trusted man on the boat.
It was great, too, because he learned everybody else's job. He knew what everyone was doing, so he could give you these great stories. He knew what the entire ship was doing.
So when you were growing up, your grandpa shared all these very romantic stories with you about being in the military.
Yes.
And that kind of fueled the fire for you.
Planted the seed.
And then one day you thought, hey, I'm going to college. It's okay, but I need
college
to step it up.
College was just part of the routine from where I grew up. Everyone did it. But I felt like I wanted to do something that I could call my own.
And now you're in the military.
I am.
And what are you
I'm
doing?
Very proud of it.
What's your job?
Aircraft structural maintenance.
Okay.
Anything metal or composite material on an airplane across the board, I can fix when it breaks.
Now, what do you mean across the board? For any aircraft?
Yes. My career field, you don't get specific training per aircraft. It's the same job criteria across the board, but you don't need specifics for each aircraft.
Wow. So you're a 22-year-old kid working on multi-million dollar machines where these guys are flying in, keeping us safe.
Yes.
That's quite a job.
Yeah, it's their job to keep us safe and then our job to make sure that they're safe in their aircraft.
That's good for you. That's a great job. That's a great job. How long have you been doing it?
Since October 2011.
Okay. And you've been here at Davis-Monthan the whole time?
Yes.
Okay. Have you been, and of course you've been deployed.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons we're here to chat with you guys today about what happened to you and your fellow compatriots in Afghanistan. So we'll get more into that in a minute. Anybody you want to say hello to?
No, not right now.
Mom and Dad?
Mom and Dad.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. How you doing?
I don't want to embarrass them too much. I already talked about my grandfather.
They're not
and my
the
uncle.
Ones turning, you know, they're not the ones blushing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we embarrass our mom and dad on a weekly basis, so.
Right. Okay. We're much older than you, so it's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, my parents just celebrated their anniversary not too long ago.
All right. Congratulations, Mom and Dad. That's great. Now, do they still live back east?
Yes. They're still in Birmingham.
Same house you grew up in?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Actually, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
great to go back and see them all day.
Yeah.
So what do you think the future, your future career is going to be?
I actually plan on becoming an officer.
Does anyone know this? Is this breaking news?
No. This has always been in my mind. But college is the big stepping stone, and I have to get my bachelor's degree first and then get recommended for officer training school.
How far away are you from your degree?
One semester, Jeff.
No,
he's taking one semester.
Oh.
Yeah, I've taken one semester so far.
Oh, but Fred, he could have taken more classes while he's been...
No, he's been busy learning other stuff. He's got a job.
Do you get credit for any of that stuff?
Yeah, we get a little credit for our technical training. Yes.
All right.
But I just signed up for Pima.
So you're going to go to school here at Pima?
Yes.
Good for you. Get your Spanish and math and algebra out of the way?
Well, I took some Spanish in high school.
How'd that go? ¿Habla español?
Well, pretty good. My second year, I got an award from my previous year, and my Spanish teacher handed it to me. She goes, "Here you go," and I pull it out. It's all in Spanish, and I was like, "Great!" And she's like, "Well, do you know what it says?" Like, no. Excellence in Spanish. Kind of ironic.
Very ironic, but very fun.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to talk to you. We've got more things to ask you in a minute. We want to also meet some of the guys that are here with you, too, all right?
All right.
All right, so we can take our second break.
Oh, we ready to take a break already?
Yes, we are.
All right, folks. Listen, we got lots more to talk about, more good people to meet here on the Friend Jeff Show, so stick around. We'll be right back after we pay a couple of bills. See you in a minute.
Fred Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Garden Service, Mayfield Florist, and Arizona Party Rental.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And we are back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronson. I'm here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
That is exactly right, Fred.
And we invite people to visit us at FredandJeff.com. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. And subscribe to this grand old tome of wisdom and entertainment.
And jocularity.
On iTunes.
Right.
So we've been talking to some of the kids out here at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. We're just talking to Michael Kristopic.
You got it right.
Sometimes.
Probably, Fred.
Yeah, go with the hard ones first, I guess.
Yeah, because the other one.
Horrific. Horrific. And we're talking to three airmen who were out in the Middle East doing their jobs and had a little incident occur. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show, but we're talking to you next day. I have a short-term memory issue.
It doesn't matter.
All right, we'll talk to Tyler Angelo, who is a Airman First Class. Tyler, how are you doing?
Doing good.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you end up working for Uncle Sam? Actually, working for all of us.
Yeah, I'm from South Boston, a town called Attleboro. It's like 25 minutes south of the city. Actually, out of high school, I went to art school in Hawaii, in Big Island, Hilo.
Art school?
Yeah, I was an art major.
That sounds like a tough gig.
In Hawaii?
Yeah, it was the Big Island.
Wait, let me get this straight. So, Angelo, you go from Boston, South Boston, which is, you know, it's not,
a nice place.
It's the Beverly Hills of the East Coast, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, South Boston, kind of a tough place to grow up.
That's the greatest.
Okay, and then you go to Hilo, Hawaii, to learn art.
Did.
And one day you wake up and say, this just isn't doing it for me. What do you do?
I mean, it was cool. I mean, a little bit different in the city, you know. It's a tropical island and all that good stuff.
But yeah, I mean, most of us, you know, we plan our whole lives to go there one day. And you just happen to wake up there one morning and...
Sitting on the beach with a Mai Tai.
With a Mai Tai and a paintbrush. Were you painting or was it pencil or what kind of art?
I did a little bit of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Mainly, I was more urban art when I got in, like graffiti and animations and characters and all that stuff. But
cool.
It was fun. I did about 6 months out there and then came back home and.
Now you say you did about 6 months out there. It makes it sound like a prison sentence.
Nah, I mean, it's Hawaii, so it wasn't too bad. You know, yeah, I live about 30 miles south of the volcano, Kilauea.
How close to the beach?
About 5 minutes. I used to ride my lawnmower to the beach. So
ride your lawnmower to the beach?
Terrible, yeah.
What's a lawnmower?
No, longboard.
Oh, you longboard. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
It's a pretty good time. Then I came back out first semester, and my buddy was on leave from the Army, and he just loved it. Thought it was so great. Got to see the world and all that stuff. And
because he was not in Hawaii.
I guess, yeah.
But, yeah, him seeing the world was probably like South Texas.
Actually, he lived in South Texas. He lives in Houston. You know, I came back. My dad was Marine. My grandfather was paratrooper in the Army, you know.
So you have a family history as well.
I do. And it was okay, but I wasn't really ready for college, I guess you said. Done how many years of school? I was ready to do something different. And talked to my buddy, he loved it. Talked to my dad in the morning, and he was all for it. He's a Marine, so gung-ho about it. So went to recruiters that morning, signed up.
Wow, what a
so okay. Well, you
what a change.
So you know? Had a Marine dad, mm-hmm. and then an Army
grandfather.
And then you just went down the recruiter. What made you choose the Air Force?
Well, my dad, he always told me that Air Force gets treated the best. It's like, you know, we'd be in these dorms, and then these Air Force guys would have these awesome dorms, you know. He's like, you should probably go Air Force.
So it was a little of the Hawaii influence that made you pick the Air Force. You still wanted the cushiness of, you know, the nice living accommodations.
Yeah, I wasn't in Honolulu, though. It's a little different. I was in Hilo. It's more...
Actually, Kauai is the best, but anyways.
That's what I hear, too.
Yeah.
But it's not as developed. It's not big buildings and all that. It's more suburbs, I guess you would call it. But it's, you know, it's Hawaii, so it's a little different.
Right.
But yeah, it's kind of one of those.
Experiences. You know, this is a show about Tucson. We got Sonoran Desert here.
Yeah.
Not beautiful different. Waves and so so you decided to join the military.
Yeah.
And when was this?
I decided to join the military in early 2010, but I ended up leaving boot camp in December. 2010.
Okay.
December 7th.
And when did you get to Davis Monthan?
I got here in early July 2011.
Okay.
Been here since.
And what do you do?
I'm aircraft metals technology. I'm a welder and machinist. They deal with the thinner metal, like aircraft skin and stuff like that. I'm more of the heavy fabrication end of it.
Now, how does a guy with a background in art, and I'm just assuming you like art, you know, you travel the world with art.
Well, he knows he's a graffiti artist.
Well, but graffiti is art and animation. How did you get into welding?
I went into basic training, open mechanic. So I didn't have a job technically. I just knew I was going to be a mechanical aspect. And that's just what I got. I mean, I'm glad I got it. I love my job at school. So, I mean, it's a good thing to know fabrication. You can use it anywhere.
And so it's a lifetime vocation.
I guess. Maybe if you want to do it.
Sure.
Well, you can also use it for your art. You know, weld things. Big, huge, monolithic monuments.
You know, I just wanted to, I would never really plan on making a career out of it. Just kind of one of those things.
So what's your long-range plan?
I want to be a state trooper.
When I get home, Massachusetts State Trooper or New Hampshire, either one.
So you want to serve the public for your, is your vocation?
Yeah.
And whether serving here in the military or harassing people on the interstate, that's your deal.
I guess so, yeah.
I like it. All right. Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. And I'm sure your folks are very proud of you.
They are. Very proud.
All right. Want to say hi to anybody?
You know, I think my mom will kill me if I didn't say hi. So I just have my mom, Nancy, her husband, Billy, my dad. And I got to say hi to my buddy, Phil and Mark, back home.
All right.
Send this to them.
All right. Well, it'll be on the internet this afternoon, or unless they're listening now live.
It could be. You never know.
All right, well, thanks. We appreciate that. And you guys have got the highest-ranking gentleman here of the three of you, right?
We do.
And this gentleman, senior airman, and Fred, help me out because I don't have my glasses on.
Garen Reeves.
How's it going?
It's going good. Garen, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
You were just biding the time till we got to you, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Garen, where are you from?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City.
Yes, sir.
Home of the barbecue.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Great barbecue. Not good football, but great barbecue, right?
Great football,
though. We were giving you a hard time off the air about your Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes, you were.
Yeah. So, Garen, why did you – tell us about your background. Why did you join the military?
I tore my ACL my senior year in high school.
How did you tear your ACL?
Playing basketball.
Okay.
And I was going to go to a couple of schools. I had a couple offers. And when I rehabbed my knee – I was so out of shape, and so I basically wasn't doing anything. So me and my pops talked about it and decided to go to the Air Force. Because my father was Air Force. I got three uncles that was in the Navy. And I actually had an uncle that fought in Vietnam.
No kidding.
And, he actually got hit with shrapnel there as well.
So he won the Purple Heart as well, or didn't win it. But he was, you know, he was given the Purple Heart as well.
Yes, sir.
Wow. So all three of you guys have family. You're all from military families. That's amazing. Do you guys, Garen, do you see that a lot here at Davis-Monthan, where most of the fellas and most of the ladies that you work with come from military families? Your second or third generation?
Yes, for the most part. Already doing it for education purposes.
Or education purposes. Yes, sir. So you're playing basketball in high school. You're hoping to go to a college on a scholarship.
Yes, sir.
Hurt yourself. And the fallback plan was to join the military to help you get an education.
Yes, sir.
That's a pretty darn good plan.
Yes.
What do you want to do when you...
Actually, I plan on getting my BSN in nursing and my bachelor's in nursing.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, why is nursing... Why does that appeal to you?
My mom was a registered nurse. So, nursing was... It's always been pretty intriguing. I think it's it pays well, obviously, but...
But you're always helping people as well.
People as well.
Yeah. What do you do now? What are you doing in the military now?
Aircraft structural maintenance. I'm maintaining... The same job as Chris Topic, working on aircraft.
And how long have you been doing that?
I've been here since June of 2011.
How do you like Tucson?
It's hot.
It's warm. Can you get good barbecue here?
Mr. K's is the closest.
I was just going to say Mr. K's is
the closest, but it's nothing like back home.
Now, what does it miss?
The sauce.
Really?
They don't have the sauce here, isn't it?
Can you get us some? Can you get some of the Kansas City sauce flown out here so we can maybe try a little bit of it?
Yeah, they need some Gates sauce or something.
Gates sauce?
As Mr. K's actually has a picture of a Gates bottle in the store.
But he just has a picture of the bottle, not the sauce?
Yeah, he doesn't have the sauce, but he got a picture of it.
That's awesome.
But yeah, that is awesome. Talk to Mr. K. Yeah. You know, Bruce Gerowitz, his commissary is Mr. K's.
Bruce Hot Dogs. Yeah, I love Bruce.
Yeah, so we need to have a little chat with those guys.
I'll tell you what, we'll take you guys to lunch at Mr. K soon. you can tell us what's good about the barbecue and what's not so good about the barbecue. Why it isn't Kansas City.
It's pretty much the sauce.
It's the sauce. All right. Awesome. So anybody you want to say hi to?
What's up to my pops and grandma and mom.
All right, very good. All right, so folks, we're going to take a break right now, last break of the hour. And when we come back, we're going to share with you what these three gentlemen from Michigan and New England and Kansas City, Missouri have in common. So stick around for what could turn out to be the best part of this week's Fred and Jeff Show. We'll see you in a minute.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Woman Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And we're back. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture to make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
That's right, Fred.
And we invite people to visit us at FredandJeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. And you know what, Jeffrey? We are sitting here on one of the coolest places in Tucson, Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. And this is about the third or fourth time we've been out here talking to some of the folks who protect our freedoms.
That's right.
And, you know, sometimes that comes off as a cliche that, you know, we have these men and women who put their lives and their futures and their families in front of everything to protect our lifestyle. And sometimes you think about people's lifestyles and wonder if they're actually worth protecting.
Now, Fred.
No, well.
Now, Fred.
I'm just thinking Honey Boo Boo, but that's just me. you know, unless you're on base, unless you see these folks, you don't recognize that they are kids. You know, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds. I mean, we're past our prime.
Well, you turned 50 this year. You're past your prime, but yeah. I still got a year.
But you know, these kids are they're out there. You know, they could be going to college. They can you know, have families and be working on Wall Street or some other such thing. But these folks are
selfless.
They are putting their community, their country, their friends and their family first. You know, one of the reasons we like coming out here is to just talk about that and celebrate them.
I agree.
So we're sitting here with Tyler Angelo, Michael Christopic, and Garen Reeves, all airmen out here. Garen is a senior airman. The other two are airmen first class. But there was a little incident that occurred about a year ago.
Yeah, October 5th, 2012. And folks, if you missed the first part of the show, remember we'll have it online later today, and you can listen to it to get a sense of who these three gentlemen are. But we're talking to three guys, one from Massachusetts, one from Missouri, and one from Michigan, all roughly the same age, didn't really know each other very well before this happened. And October 5th at 5:30 in the morning, Afghanistan time, there was an event that happened that kind of will make you guys remember each other for the rest of your lives. And we want to kind of hear from you. And the three of you have kind of, well, your buddies here have elected you, Mr. Christopic, to start telling us a story. So, Michael, what happened?
Well, as you said, it was 5:30 in the morning. It happens, Brett. The enemy over there, they launched rockets at us at the base right as the sun's coming over the mountains, which helps distract the what was it called?
Infrared.
Oh, okay. The we had like an infrared camera surveillance system that tracked everything coming towards us and would normally give us maybe a minute to react
in case there was incoming.
Correct.
And at 5:30 in the morning, are you having breakfast? Are you asleep? What were you guys doing?
That was the end of my work day.
Oh, okay.
I was just finishing up. The rest of the shift was coming in. They were just entering the flight line area to come take over for us. But I was just doing some turnover, working with the crew that we were replacing as well. And it was then that we heard a couple of sounds. Didn't really know what they were. Sounded like a car door slamming outside the building. And in the other instance, you'd just be like, okay, it's a car door. But over there, that's not the case. This was day 8 for us, and the first time we had heard anything like this. So you don't really react to it the way you would now after the fact, but there was two more rockets that hit nearby and shook the building. And we all started taking off. There's a bunker outside our building, and we all start moving towards it, go get in our bunker, get safe. And 9 times out of 10, that's the case. Everyone gets to the bunker. You're safe. You're good to go. You check on everyone. But it was after the building shook, we were heading to the bunker, when just as the rocket hit, the alarm finally goes off. And we, myself, Reeves, get knocked to the ground. We were the two closest. I end up on my hands and knees, just... I was more so worried about everyone. I honestly... I was more worried about Angelo and Reeves and everyone else in the building, because I immediately knew that I wasn't, like, encumbered or hurt to the point where I needed assistance. Okay. To get myself to safety. And at that point, I knew that I could help others.
So you guys are working.
Correct.
And this rocket enters the roof of the building and explodes in the building?
No, no. It exploded 15 feet behind us.
Okay.
Hitting, bouncing off the ground and exploding inside our air conditioning unit.
Okay.
And
then that thing blew up.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It was an old Russian rocket. That
they launched at you.
Correct.
And so this thing hits the ground, and it couldn't have hit anything else that would have created more shrapnel than an old air conditioning machine. I mean, there must have been metal flying everywhere.
There was metal everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And so what? Now, what were you doing?
I was working. We were just turning over the next shift, because we worked 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
That's an alarm that we got to get out of here, isn't it?
But I was working, just tidying up the shop, getting ready to clean up.
Yeah, yeah. That's okay. You can go.
And I mean, I had kind of a different perspective, because I was looking at them too when the rocket hit.
Right.
So they just kind of disappeared. The rocket hit, huge flash of light. And I mean, obviously smoke and dust went everywhere. But when the rocket hit, I got knocked out because I got hit in the head. But I woke up.
You got hit in the head.
I did.
You got it. You mean you took a piece of shrapnel in the head?
I did. To the side, right above my ear.
Oh, wow.
But I was also working with another airman Grego. He was about maybe 5 feet behind me. We both ended up behind the CNC machine in the corner of the shop. But yeah, I was pretty much made eye contact with them right before it happened, and then it was kind of one of those.
Boom,
get
boom.
To the bunker, you know.
Right.
I mean, they were still hitting. You could still hear them and all that. But
so you had the Tyler, you had the same reaction as Michael did, where you hear a strange noise you don't typically hear out there, mm-hmm. and then just as that rocket hit that air conditioning and it blew up, you scrambled, and for you it was a little too late because you took a piece of shrapnel in the head.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Do you remember anything after that?
Well, there's like from where I was and where I ended up, there's kind of like a little gap there. I don't have any memory.
Sure.
But there's one, I mean, when you don't really have time to think, you know, you're kind of just in that mode. There's no real thinking going on, just reacting. So your body just goes in that fight or flight mode. And I just got out of there.
You got to the bunker.
We did.
And
I
every...
was the first one at the bunker out of the three.
Okay.
And then they shortly came in there after. And then those. I mean, the stars aligned. Real lucky, you know. Could have been a lot worse, but everything happened the way it should.
And, Garen, what were you up to when all this was going?
I was actually on the phone with my mom for the first time.
You were talking with your mom on the phone?
Yes, sir.
And what? How do you explain to your mom on the phone that, Mom, I got to go, rockets are coming down on us?
No.
I mean, what did you do?
I kind of just asked her, stop it, is that thundering? Is it about the rain or something outside? And that was kind of like a heads up, like that something coming in. And so I just told her I got to go. I called her back. I had to go back to work. So I got the phone with her. And when I got the office, that's when the rocket hit right behind us.
Wow.
So you were telling your mom, oh, it's thunder outside.
Yes.
There's some rain coming in.
Yes.
Good. That's just so you're protecting your mom from freaking out. Good for you. You're a good son.
I didn't let her know until I got back home to America. Back on our soil.
Oh, she had no idea until you got back to the States?
No idea the whole time.
Wow. And what was her reaction?
She cried.
Then she wanted to beat you for not for lying to her. Nah, never lie to your mother.
She wanted to beat up my father. Telling me to go. But yeah, everything's cool now.
That's good. So Friday, you three gentlemen received Purple Hearts.
Correct.
For that day. And I mean, I can't tell you how proud we are of you, because here you are, three young men who decide to join the military, whether it's because of your family, whether it's because you have a love for it, but for all the right reasons, and you're over there doing your job, and you demonstrate that just fixing an aircraft in a warehouse, you're still in harm's way. So, I mean, thanks for everything you guys are doing for us.
Yeah, we appreciate it. But, you know, we all enjoy doing this. You know, wouldn't have any other job, so.
Well, Tyler, do you have any lasting side effects from
the
shrapnel?
No, all the metal's out. You know, it's good.
Still a Patriot fan?
Oh, yeah. Till I die. But, yeah, it was an experience. You know, it was good, but, you know, we're better for it. And, you know, it's what it is.
It is what it is, yeah. But I mean, without you guys, you know, we don't live in the comfort that we live in. So we really appreciate what you do. We really do. So you guys get to the bunker. Everybody's accounted for?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Just myself and Reeves are the last ones there. I remember walking out of the building, and the bunker is 10 feet. It's just like across a road. And I open that door, and I look a lot worse off than I am. Whenever you have a facial wound, you bleed a lot more than anywhere else. And I walked out, and one of the members of the guard that was there before us, he was still there, and he was looking right at the door, right at me. He looked like he just saw a zombie, but we're all fine. But that was when it all dawned on everyone else, like, hey, what can we do to help you guys?
So you had to leave the building to go across the street to get in the bunker?
Right. It's not that far. You can go from, like, anywhere in the building to the bunker in about 15 seconds, just in a clear sprint.
For 15 seconds is a long time.
I know. We used to get there quicker than that.
You can tell you there's some people going.
You didn't have a knee problem that day, did you?
Nah. Yeah. That day, but any day after.
You teleported that bunker. Sirens.
Every other day after that, was probably the first one.
Had the sirens ever gone off before when you guys were working in the facility?
No. That was our first attack.
Day 8.
Yeah, that was our first attack.
Welcome to Bagram.
Yeah.
But ever since then, the alarm always went off before the rock actually hit.
So they figured out how. So they, whoever threw that missile at you guys, or that rocket at you guys, your people, our people, figured out how. We wouldn't let him do that again.
Yes.
So the alarm went off. Wow. Gentlemen, again, thanks a bunch for talking to us today. We wish you nothing but very, very happy and long lives, very successful lives. So thanks again for what you do for our country.
Yeah, and one of our sponsors wants to thank you as well. So each of you will be getting a dozen roses from Mayfield Florists. For, you know, you can carry them around base and or send them to your moms. But they'll take care of that for you guys.
That's very nice, Fred.
Yeah. So Don Coleman and the Coleman family over at Mayfield found out that we were going to be on base today, and wanted to make sure that you know, they recognized your service to our community.
Yeah, and you guys are all over 21.
Correct.
So we've got three $25 gift certificates to 1702. Craft pizza and beer for you guys as well. So you can take care of your moms, and we'll take care of you a little bit.
Thank you.
All right? Absolutely. Fred,
Jeff,
thanks for getting us on the base. And folks, you know, Davis Monthan is such a critical part of our community. Please, when you see servicemen, airmen, and women out in the field, whether they're having lunch, whether they're, you know, stopping at a Circle K or a Quick Mart to get a big gulp, tell them thank you, you know, shake their hand and say thanks for everything you do for us, because without them, not only would Tucson be a very, very different place, and I would say not as great of a place, but we would not be as free and as protected as we are. And Fred, you're part of the DM50. You guys are folks that are out there make sure that Dave Spontan gets to stay right here in Tucson.
Absolutely.
So how much time do we have there left, Fred?
Oh, we're done.
All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Fred and Jeff Show. We will all be back next week for another great show. Have a great week and get out there and meet your neighbor and make Tucson a great place to be. Let's talk about the good time. Let's talk about the good time. I wish I could just go back to the days I'm speaking of. When a friend would meet you and a smile would greet you. What this old world needs.
Tino 2 Craft Beer and Pizza.